get out of your way. I know you're busy. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. Levels look good here. We'll go in 3, 2, and 1. Brian Helse, we're speaking here with Missouri Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer. Congressman, we're at Stony Creek Inn today. You're about ready to speak here to a lot of community bankers from the mid-Missouri area about Dodd-Frank. I know that's an issue that's very important to you.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, it was a bill that was intended to try and rein in some of the abuses of the early 2000s that caused the collapse of 08. But in essence, it's backfired. It's not doing the things it was intended to do, and actually it's had some negative consequences, especially on consumers, their access to credit and the cost of those services. So I serve as chairman of the committee that the bill will come through. Chairman Hensling, it's his bill. It's called a Choice Act that we're going to try and probably drop next week. That will, again, try and address some of these issues and fine-tune this bill so that it does not impact in a negative way all the consumers and financial institutions and the communities that they serve.
Is that Jeb Hart, the guy from Texas, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Yes, Chairman Hensling, he's from Texas, Dallas, Texas, okay. And he's presently the chairman. We had this bill out of committee last year, and we've tweaked it a little bit and are going to drop it probably like next week. And again, the chairman, it's his bill. He'll be carrying it. But it's a lot of parts of it but coming through my committee. So a lot of work on it myself as well.
Is it, again, just to clarify, is Dodd-Frank, is the aim to repeal it or fix it? Or what's your take on that?
Well, I think there's 12 different titles in the bill. And we're going to repeal totally, you know, some of them. Some of them we'll leave in place and just tweak. And there's other ones where we're going to have some major overhauls of those titles. So it's a little bit of everything. Some of it actually is working. Most of it it's not. You know, for instance, 75% of the people had free checking before Dodd-Frank went into effect. Now only 37% do. So it's really caused a lot of problems for consumers. It's caused a lot of problems for the banking community and their ability to service their communities that they exist in.
Yeah. Community banks, that's something that's very important to you. You started, obviously, at a bank in St. Elizabeth, Congressman. You started at that. And there's a lot of community banks here that are represented today.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them here, and we're excited to be able to talk to them. You know, we're losing one community bank a day around the country, and a lot of it is due to this Dodd-Frank bill, which adds tons and tons of compliance costs to the banks to be able to do business, to comply with the laws. Many of them, which were maybe well-intentioned, but they're sort of nonsensical if you look at them, and they're very expensive to comply with. So we got to find a way to thread the needle to get this compliance burden off the banks and this cost off the consumers and still have protections in place that allow business to go forward in a way that helps communities.
Final question. I know because you've got to run up there to the podium. You're going to be going today to Fenton to see Vice President Pence. You were one of the first people, obviously a strong supporter of Donald Trump. He's over there talking about jobs in the economy at FABIC, which is a huge name. That FABIC thing's been there as long as I've been alive, 1917. I'm not that old, but it's been there a long time.
Yeah, we're excited to go see an old friend. I served with Mike in the House for 4 years. He was our caucus chairman and had a lot of meetings with him as a leadership. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him. Jobs is still the main issue with most people in our country today. It's about the jobs. It's about the economy. And the Trump administration's got a plan to get those jobs back into this country, keep jobs in this country, and create new jobs that are going to hopefully put our people back to work and get our economies all going at a better rate than what they are today.
Final question. Any chance President Trump or Vice President Pence come to Mid-Missouri?
I don't know off the top of my head. We'll certainly broach that subject with him and see if we can get him to come a little closer to home.
Congressman, good to see you.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Take care.
Good job.